My intermission guests on the program this evening are the new president of the Missouri Symphony Society Board of Directors, Gwen Jones, and also joining us in studio is past board member and MU Professor of Classical Studies, David Shanker. To both of you, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Gwen has just begun her tenure as the president of the Board of Directors. What do you do in that role? I know all boards function a little bit differently within nonprofit organizations. How do you see your interpretation of the mission of the Missouri Symphony Society?
I see my role on the as the president of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Board as one who utilizes the expertise of the members that are present. And as I was during the installation, I referenced both the past president and the new president who are currently on the board and said that, you know, what we can expect going forward is the utilization of their expertise as well as the expertise of the board members that are currently there and also new board members that will bring new vision to the board. I think that there's a lot of excitement potentially in some of the things that we see coming forth from the board this year.
And how long have you been a board member?
I've been a board member probably about 6 months.
So what initially got you interested? Did someone have to come asking and invite you? Did you find your way to the Moss leadership and say, I'm so moved by this? What how did you initially get involved?
No, initially I got involved with just very rapid involvement with chairing Hot Summer Nights without an introduction to having served on the committee or served on the board. It's just from attending many of the events and having an invitation from someone who observed that I had attended many of the events and that clearly I had an interest.
Now, some people get elected with a campaign, with a platform. I'm gonna slash the government, or I'm going to get rid of these pesky regulations. If we adopt a new one, we got two have to go away. Did you have a platform on which you ran?
Believe me, there was no platform. There was no election, actually, from that standpoint. There was just a nominating committee kind of tapped me as having had some experience with Hot Summer Nights and perhaps having some interest in serving with the board.
Sitting to Gwen's right is David Shanker. He's a past board member of the Missouri Symphony Society. David, how long were you on the board?
It was a little over 2 years. They're usually three-year terms, but I'm going on research leave and had to leave early.
So reflecting back on your tenure on the board, what's something you're proud of in terms of accomplishments that the group got done?
Well, I will echo what Gwen said. It's absolutely the case that it is a really impressive group of people on this board. And Gwen, being that much more impressive than others, got tapped to be president on the basis of what she did. One of the things that I learned and really it has been a learning experience, one of the things that I learned was both the opportunities and the difficulties for fundraising in the community. That was something that I was particularly given the job to do, work on the development committee. There are some incredibly generous people in the Columbia community who are really sold on the idea of a local symphony orchestra and the program here. And they are supporters of not just that, but everything that the Symphony Society does. Then there are challenges. Trying to get even more corporations and more individuals involved. So that's been a learning process for me. Fun to see, though, how it's worked out so far.
So it sounds like from the two of you talking about your interactions with other board members, this isn't just to show up and get reports board. This is a working board. You come to a meeting, but then something is expected of you outside of the meeting. Maybe a lot is expected of you outside of the meeting.
You know, I think of it as that we're always working, you know, regardless of what setting we find ourselves in, there's always an opportunity to invite others or to tap others for other resources. So I think it's, you know, as far as the work that we are involved with in committees or whatever, there's plenty of that certainly. But I see it as that we're continually working as we go through the community.
It's true. The board never sleeps. Wherever we are, People. Well, now from me because they know I'm going to ask for money for the Symphony Society. No, it's a fun thing to do, and people are happy to see us, and they know we're thinking about it. Inviting them to concerts, going to concerts, that sort of thing.
That's past board member of the Missouri Symphony Society, David Shanker. His friends run from him now when they see him coming because they know he's going to ask for their contribution to the Missouri Symphony Society. Joining him in studio is Gwen Jones. She is the brand spanking new president of the Missouri Symphony Society. Thinking back to 2016, Gwen, what was one hot summer night show that sticks in your mind as, wow, we're really doing something special here and this is a significant contribution to the arts and culture in Columbia?
The Beethoven that started the season last year was tremendous, and what a response from the community. Mm-hmm. Just this morning, I was talking to somebody who said that he went with a friend who was a musically oriented friend, but had never been to hear a symphony orchestra before. He said he could barely hold this guy down in his seat. He was so excited listening to this, really enthusiastic, and he's now become a member, this new person.
And I think that speaks to the quality of the orchestra that we have on stage. It's incredible for a community this size to experience that on a regular basis.
We can't really talk about the Missouri Symphony Orchestra without talking about its main venue. As part of the Hot Summer Nights Festival, Maestro Trevor does take the chamber players and the orchestra out into the community, but the main stage is the Missouri Theater. Talk to us a little bit about what makes that venue such a perfect fit for the Missouri Symphony Orchestra.
It's a good place to hear music. I think I've got my favorite seat. I know where I want to sit in the theater, and I feel like I've got really good acoustics there. But also, especially for people walking in for the first time, it is awe-inspiring. It's a beautiful theater. And again, a real attraction for Mid-Missouri to have a place like that that's been so lovingly taken care of and restored. It's in a great location right downtown where you can get to. It's kind of an anchor for the downtown in a lot of ways. A good place to hear music, a good place to see all your friends in the intermissions.
Aesthetically, it's very, very pleasing. People go on tours to see museums and that, but this theater is kind of a museum in a sense. You know, I remember when it was a movie theater actually back in the day, but it has been splendidly restored, and it's just it's just very inviting to and warm to walk into, I think, and the acoustics are awesome.
Gwen Jones there. She's the new president of the Missouri Symphony Society. She was my guest at intermission this week, along with past board member of the Missouri Symphony Society, David Shanker.